starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Murder. I didn't see it, Jeff. It was the best rod I ever had. Gramps, if I... would you?
No ifs, and I wouldn't. The worst thing a fisherman can do is leave his rod where someone will step on it or ride over it. It's just plain carelessness.
But...
no ifs, no would I's, and no buts either. If you had to pay for all the things you break and lose, you'd learn to be careful pretty quick.
Say, Jeff, did you have the day before yesterday's paper?
I don't know. Why?
Do you know where your mom keeps the old ones? We gotta get that paper. It's important.
They're in the barn. Come on.
Yeah, this is it.
Boy, could I ever use that rod.
That reel's just what I need. See what I mean?
Yeah. You got a rod and no reel.
And you got a reel and no rod. Boy, maybe we could go fishing together.
Yeah, and if we could win that rod and reel, I could keep the rod.
And I could keep the reel. Then we'd both have the whole outfit. Oh, gosh. Looks like everybody in the county is trying for that pole.
I guess so. Come on.
We better start doing better on this real soon. But runts.
Many's all of them. I'm gonna quit. Maybe they'll be biting better tomorrow.
I sure hope so.
Even Lassie thinks they're sardines. Come on, Bill. Porky, look. Hi, Freddy.
Hi, fellas. How do you like them?
Boy, they're beauties.
Maybe they're not prize winners, but I haven't seen any bigger yet. You have any luck?
Luck? Oh, sure. Well, a little, yeah.
Bigger than these?
No, but they're pretty big for their size.
How big?
Well, about...
yeah. Yeah.
About so... Show him, Porky.
Why didn't you tell me you were just fishing for bait?
Oh, cheer up, boys. Maybe you'll have better luck tomorrow.
You're desperate, Mom. Kirby's nearly over.
Well, there's more than just luck to fishing. You gotta be smarter than the fish.
That ain't easy.
What did you say?
And that's pretty difficult.
I don't know about that. There happens to be a fisherman not very far away who's outsmarted some mighty big trout in his day.
There is?
Who?
And he might let you in on some of his secrets, if you'd ask him.
Bet I know. It's Doc Weaver.
Sure. Game wardens know all about those things. And he's just about the best fisherman around here. Come on, let's go talk to Doc Weaver.
Swell. Mom, when you go shopping, can we ride in with you?
I'd be glad to have you, but I may be late, so Porky, you better ask your mother.
Can I ask your phone, Miss Miller? Be my guest.
Ask Doc Weaver and me sitting right here.
Well, Dad, why didn't you tell them you're the fisherman who outsmarted those mighty big trout?
Well, why didn't they ask me?
Dad, don't you understand? We're too close, too convenient. They're sure we can't tell them anything that we haven't told them before.
Doc Weaver.
You stay out here for a while, Lassie.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, boy.
Hi, Gramps.
Hi,
Mr. Miller. Look what Doc Weaver gave us.
What is it?
It's a saloon or table.
It tells all about fish, when they're hungry, and just the exact time to fish for them.
Oh, rubbish.
Dad, it's a simple old law of gravity. You see, the sun and the moon exercise a magnetic effect on the Earth's surface, which is called a gravitational pull.
And that's what makes the tides rise and fall. I can show you just like Doc Weaver showed us. Well, you see, Gramps, the water in the bowl is supposed to be the ocean. And the cork with the nail through it, well, that's just to show you how the moon and the sun affect the tides. Now watch. Now, you got to remember that my magnet is supposed to be the sun, so I can't hold it too close to the water. But now, Porky's magnet, well, that's supposed to be the moon. And since the moon's closer to the Earth and the oceans than the sun is, it has a stronger pull. Show him, Porky. Even commercial fishermen use it.
And ordinary fishermen like us, too.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I got something better than that. My lumbago.
What's that got to do with it?
Plenty. It may not be scientific, but when my lumbago acts up, I know the fish are biting.
Oh, my, I sure wish I had lumbago.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Dad. Maybe that is scientific. Doc Weaver told us that the salunar effect often causes old wounds to become painful. Maybe that has something to do with your back. Wouldn't it be funny if your lumbago and the salunar table could be traced to the same thing?
Timetables have nothing to do with my lumbago.
I'm sorry, Gramps. We're just trying everything to win that contest. You understand, don't you?
Sure, Jeff, sure.
Then you're not mad?
No. Now, don't you worry about me.
Okay.
Well, according to this saloon table, your fish ought to be just about starving. Let's try the experiment now.
Okay. Where's the fish food?
I don't have it. I gave it to you.
You girl. Gosh, you gave me a fright. I thought that Ellen got home from town early and caught me cutting this pie before it got cool. Hey. What's the matter with you? You know you ain't supposed to act like that. See? What are you trying to do? Tell me you're hungry? Well, that's different. Guess Jeff forgot to feed you.
Like Doc Weaver was right.
It's probably got something to do with me, too. I'm starved.
Jeepers, I forgot. Why didn't you remind me, girl? I almost forgot to feed you. Here you go.
Pookie, that's not for you. I got some work for you over there. Here, Pook.
No. Now, come on, it's Lassie.
What's the matter, Lassie? Go on, eat up.
Gee, Jeff, do you think the gravitational pull is over?
If it is, we might as well forget about winning that contest.
Oh, gosh. I don't understand it. Pokey's hungry, and so am I.
And since when does the gravitational pull have anything to do with that?
Well, aren't you hungry?
Not anymore, I'm not.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mr. Miller.
Hello, Gramps.
Well, what's the matter?
Doc Weaver's old theory doesn't work.
Well, I told you that myself. How'd you find out?
Now's the time for everybody to be hungry. I'm hungry, Pokey's hungry, the fish are hungry. Even Jeff was hungry until...
Well, you see, Gramps, I should have fed Lassie a couple hours ago, but I forgot. And I went to feed her just now, and she wouldn't eat a thing. She should be hungry as a horse.
Well, that's no surprise. I'll let you in on something. I fed her myself a little while ago, and she ate enough to stuff an elephant.
Whoa! Let's move on, Lassie! You think it's about time to ask your Gramps about his lumbago?
I guess so. Tried everything else. That stupid derby ends this afternoon. Come on. We're sorry, Gramps, but could you tell us now? It's getting awful late.
Well, I guess so. Now, you remember that little island up here in the north end of the lake?
No one ever fishes there.
That's because they don't know that right off that island is a hole, a deep one, spring-fed and cool. And that's where old Splitfin lives.
Old Splitfin? Who's he?
He's the biggest prize-winning trout you ever saw. That's who he is.
We got enough worms, plenty of them.
Worms?
Hey, wait a minute. Hold your horses.
Now listen, that big trout wouldn't have got as old and big as he is if he'd farmed for any fancy lures or doodads. And furthermore, he don't have no hankering for any measly angleworms either.
What do you suggest we use then?
Well, I suggest to use a great, big, fat, juicy crawdad. That's what.
Lousy! Let's go!
Now you better get going because my lumbago tells me this is the time.
Don't you remember anything I tell you? Look, if you put your hand behind them like this, then they'll back into it and you can pick them up without getting pinched.
You better be careful, Lassie.
Don't worry about her. She's too smart for any old crawdad.
Why do they always go backwards?
Graham says because they don't care where they're going. They just want to see where they've been. Boy, they would have heard Pokey all the way back at your place if that crawdad ever got a hold of them. Come on.
Splitfin, we haven't got much time. What are we going to do with him after we win the derby?
I think we ought to have him stuffed.
Yeah, with onions and breadcrumbs and sage and...
No, not stuffed for eating. I mean, for putting on a wall with a big sign saying, caught by Jeffrey Miller and Sylvester Brockway.
Sylvester Brockway?
Well, I guess Porky will do.
Great. How big do you think he is?
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Time's running out.
I wonder what's keeping them.
Oh, no luck, I guess.
Well, if they caught anything, they better get here and weigh them in. Ladies and gentlemen, in exactly 6 1/2 minutes, this year's small fry trout derby will be history. Oh, here's another contestant. Thanks, Stevie. Now, you caught this trout according to the rules, hmm?
Yes, sir. According to the rules.
Fine. Now, let's weigh him and see what it says. It's 1 pound, 4 ounces.
Pretty good, huh?
That's a nice fish, Stevie. But I'm afraid it's not quite big enough. Well, looks like yours is the one to beat, Freddy.
Looks that way. Boy, I can hardly wait for that prize.
Yeah, isn't it a beaut?
Well, that's it.
And they tried so hard.
I know they didn't do exactly what I told them to do.
We caught him! We caught him! It's split fin!
Just where you said he'd be, too, Mr. Miller.
Aye, my boys. I'm proud of you.
You better get him on the scales before the deadline.
Here, Doc. Here.
Oh, this is going to be close. Better check Freddy's again. Now, Freddy's is 2 pounds, 1 ounce. And this one is 2 pounds, 6 1/2 ounces.
We did it! Oh, boy! We did it! We won! We won! Boy, we won!
Congratulations, boys.
Thanks, Mom.
Lady, will you bring it over here, please?
Yeah. We can revive it later.
Okay.
Here you are.
Thanks, Doc.
Oh, just a minute, Jeff. This has to be all proper and official. Now, this is a trout derby, and you caught a trout. And you caught it with hook and line?
Here's the pole.
Mm-hmm. And you're under 16, I know that. And you hooked, played, and landed the winning fish with no assistance, right?
Right.
I was sure no help.
Yeah. You see, Doc, we were... Gosh.
Jeff, what's the matter?
I guess we did sort of have some help.
Jeff!
I didn't catch it at all.
Oh, Jeff, now, somebody caught it. Who?
I'm not so sure you're going to believe me.
See, what is all this tomfoolery?
Wait just a minute, Dad. Jeff, suppose you tell us what happened.
Okay, Mom. Well, we weren't having any luck. And it was getting awfully late.
You know what? Oh, what? I think maybe we ought to give up.
No, can we? Sun's just right. So's the moon. And your Gram's lumbago.
Yeah. I'll bet old Splitfin never even heard of Gramps Lumbago.
Maybe not, but that doesn't change the sun and the moon.
That's right.
Just don't be nervous. Lie down and relax like me.
Doc, Lassie caught the fish.
Well, I'm not Solomon. What do I do now? We should have two prizes so everybody would be happy. I think we should have a vote.
I guess. Doc
Weaver?
Lassie's won the prize.
I think so, too.
All those in favor...
Could I say something, please?
Of course, yeah.
Well, Porgy and I have been looking over the rule book, and we still think Lassie's won.
Jeff, I think you better let Doc Weaver take care of it.
No, it's all right, Ellen. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, it says right here in the rule book, this derby is open to anyone under the age of 16 years. And it doesn't say it's for people only and not for dogs, does it?
Well, no.
And Lassie's a lot younger than 16.
That's true. True.
And Lassie caught old Spliffin right according to the rules, with a hook and line.
Well...
I'd like to say one more thing, please.
Go ahead, son.
Sure, Jeff.
Well, there's nothing to vote on. Lassie decided who gets the prize all by herself. That was a good girl, Lassie.